Blog
we also
Radio.
Want to acknowledge our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Vernot Johnson, amen, as he, amen, get prepared to, amen, to do the things that God has called him to do in these last couple of days, amen. We certainly want to lift him up in prayer before the Lord. We do acknowledge him on this day. We do acknowledge, amen, Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson, amen. Praise the Lord. We give them our condolences, amen, with the passing away of our beloved mother of the nation, Mother Adlai Johnson, amen. We can't stop saying so many beautiful things and what she has left here as the legacy, amen, of her memory. God bless the Johnson family as a whole, amen. Amazing grace and everyone that is attached, amen, to the memory and legacy of Mother Adlai Johnson. Amen. God bless all of you that are on the prayer line, all of our ambassadors indeed. Amen. Ambassador Bishop James Hagen, along with Ambassador Dr. Judy Hagen, Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, amen, Ambassador Dr. Gail Stiff, Ambassador Gina Hodges, and Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey, amen. We also want to say good morning to all of our ambassadors elect all over the land. God bless every last one of you, all of our bishops, elders, leaders, wherever you are, amen, prophets, prophetess, amen, all over the land. We certainly want to give you God's blessings on this morning, and we want to say good morning to all of God's people everywhere, all of our mothers. We just love you so much, and we can't stop saying great things and good things to all of you because you are God's elect, amen, and God's people, and we honor you on this morning. And we want to thank all of you all that have come on the line, especially this week, to hold our chief ambassador's arms up before the Lord and to hold up one another. We want to thank God for all of you all that have taken a part in, amen, making the First Fruit prayer line family work this week. Believe me, it's a work of labor, a work for God's people. Amen. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been so hospitable, and I'm sure in due season our chief will be on the line to thank you all and to thank you one by one. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we know that we need to hold him up before the Lord all this week and evening. And thereafter, this is our reason of servant before the Lord. God bless all of you all and pray for me, amen, as we continue to host in his stead, amen. We do miss our chief, and there is none like him. No one can take his place, amen, and I don't want to take his place. I want him to come back, amen, praise the Lord. But in the meantime, whatever God would have for us to do, we certainly want to do it with an excellent spirit and with joy. Amen. God bless you again and this and again. I want to impart a prayer this morning over us, and then we're going to go into, amen, our morning service. I'm sure it's someone out there that want to give a shout out to the Lord. It's someone out there that needs prayer this morning, and it's someone out there, amen, just need Jesus, and we need one another, and we need Jesus and one another. So Heavenly Father, this morning we come before your grace, come before your presence this morning, and again we want to say thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, oh God, for letting us be clothed in our right mind. And Father God, as we come this morning, we pray that you bless your people everywhere, those that is up under the sound of my voice this morning. We pray one for another. I pray for them, and they pray for me. Oh God, in Jesus' Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that any among us that are sick going through, oh God, we're going to offer prayer for them this morning, but we impart a prayer over them even right now, God. Even right now, touch and lift up, God. We just come before you, and we want to thank you again and again for being so merciful, being so kind. We thank you this morning, Lord. We lift up our chief ambassador, Dr. Vernon Johnson. We lift him up in spirit. We lift him up, oh God, and hold up his hands and hold, oh God, his countenance before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that the time is coming. The clock is ticking, oh God, and it won't be long that he has to stand, oh God, even on Friday before his congregation, oh God, to put a loved one away, amen, oh God, that was his armor bearer, adjutant, oh God, and we pray that you touch, we pray that you move in a mighty way, in the mighty name of Jesus, and God, we pray and lift him up before you, oh God, as he lay his mother to rest, in the name of Jesus, oh God, it may seem like a small thing, but God, this is a big thing, oh God, and we know, oh God, that you're able to keep him. We know, oh God, that you're able to take him through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch his family, every sister, every brother, oh God, every grandchild, great grand, great great, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Amazing Grace First family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember us, God, the First Fruit Prayer family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we come together collectively, Lord God, iron sharpens iron, and so we sharpen in the countenance of one another, in the name of Jesus. Let brotherly love continue, oh God, let us, oh God, let the love of God go from heart to heart and breast to breast, and God, we'll be careful to give your name all the glory and all the praise, and everything that is good, it is unto you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Good morning to everyone out there. Can I get a good morning this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Now let's give the Lord good morning. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And now we want to give God some praise this morning. If we just can start all together and say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, everybody. We know, amen, we love God, and that's what God wants to hear. Amen. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. If you want to know where God is, he's in the praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you again this morning. And again, we want to greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And thank God for the miracle of life of waking us up this morning and clothing our right mind. God bless all of you on this morning. I certainly want to open up the line this morning for any praise reports. God is still worthy of the praise. He's worthy of our lips of clay coming before him, telling him, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. Amen. I certainly want to thank God Amen. I want to start opening up and giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Amen. For all that he's doing for me. I even thank God, amen, in such a time as this that he's using me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That all that is within me. Amen. I've had some weary days and I have had some sleepless nights. But God has been good to me. And I thank him and I thank him. Every day I'm feeling better and better about, amen, the healing that is down in my body. Amen. And I thank him for it. Amen. I praise him for it. I'm not all the way there, but I'm surely not where I used to be. Amen. And I honor God for that. I thank him for his healing hands. I thank him for his amazing grace. I tell you, saints, when I wake up every morning, amen, it's a miracle to know that God still yet have me alive. And while I'm alive, I'm going to occupy until he comes. I want to just say shortly, may not mean anything to you all, but the word of God, if you said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. My husband and I, Pastor Ambassador Dr. Gary Stern, amen, just feel like this. We've been married for 40 years, going on 41 years, amen, and almost 20 of my years of marriage. My husband was sick in and out of the hospital. Amen. That's why I can identify, amen, with a lot of you to what you're going through in and out of the hospital. Without a doubt, every year he was in there with pneumonia. Amen. His mother said he was born with it. And for some reason, down through the line, he never got totally delivered. Amen. And I married him not knowing he was sick. That's why your wedding vows say, in sickness and in health and forsaking all others. You can't do anything with married couples because that's a bond. That's a bond. But thank God, amen, with me giving him a kidney and everything, my husband, amen, is doing well. And we thank God for that. So he decided out of the 20 years, amen, there were times we just couldn't go anywhere. I just had to stay, amen, and be the submissive wife, amen, and never did I complain, because that's a job anyway, and that's a part of us as a person, as a woman and a man of God. You're missionaries, amen. Once you come into the fold, we are missionaries, and I just want to thank God. I could say so much about our legacy and our going through our 40 years of marriage, but on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, we were so blessed and so honored, amen, to be a part of the Steve Harvey, amen, show. Amen. It's not aired yet. They will email us when it's aired. But I tell you, saints, it's a lot of work. Amen. I'm still tired. Amen. You have to jump up, jump down, clap your hands, make sure the momentum is in the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. I did more exercise at Steve Harvey than I do when I go to my workouts. Amen. So I'm still trying to recuperate, but through it all, I had the opportunity. Amen. Very good seats. They sat us right in the dead center. Amen. Had conversation. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a man just like we are, just plain and common. And amen. Praise the Lord. So I give God the glory for that, because it's hard to get in those programs, on those shows, but God opened the door for us to be on his show. And I thank God for that, that my husband thought enough of me to want to take me out. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not always just in the house, saints. We are to enjoy the fruit of our labor and the fruit of the land. Amen. I was so honored. My husband ordered limousine service for us from the door to the studio and from the studio back home. Amen. And I thank God to appreciate some of the small things in life that are becoming some of the great things in life. God bless you all, and then know that I'm blessed to, amen, to be able to help, amen, on the First Fruit prayer line. Amen. I give all I got. Sometimes I'm you don't know it, Amen. You cannot see where I am. You don't know. Sometimes I'm hurting in pain, but I do whatever the Lord asks me to do. I don't ever recall that if God asks me to do something, that I make excuses that I can't do it unless it's something beyond my control. Amen. Praise the Lord. But most of the time, it is I control that I can do it. So I thank God for what he's doing and how he's doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all is my prayer. And I do want to open up the lines for some praise reports. We're at Thursday. Amen. And we're honoring the legacy of our mother, Adley Johnson. We're not overlooking that. Amen. And we know that we love the Johnson family. Amen. But we are going to honor God as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to take the tension off. Amen. Praise the Lord. And want to be able to, amen, continue the celebration of her life and legacy. Amen. By continually to give God the glory and give God the honor. And we certainly want to open the lines for praise reports. Amen. Praise the Lord. The enemy would want us to shut up our mouths and not still give God the glory to what he's doing. For praise reports. Are there any praise reports on this morning? And if you have a praise report, you are on the line. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Ambassador Lake Johnson. I praise God for another day. Good morning. Good morning. I praise the Lord for each and every one on the line on today. I indeed praise God for our Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Vicki Johnson, and to each and every ambassador and ambassador-elect, everyone that's listening in. God is such a good God to me. Truly and indeed, I am just so grateful for all that he is to me. I thank God. I had asked the saints to pray. My mom had taken a fall on Wednesday morning, and I had just got off the phone with her, and her caregiver had just left. But just in that time being, she took a fall. But I want you to know that God is still in the healing business. At 83, going to be 84 next Thursday. The Lord delay is coming, be 84 years old. But God has blessed her, and I called on the saints of God to pray for her. And I was spending the night with her, and I'd get up and check her through the night. And I went there, and I said, "Mama, you up?" She had gotten up on her own, and before she went to bed, she could barely get in bed. But through the night, she had gotten up and went to the restroom. I said, "How did you do that?" She said, "It must have been God. I don't even know." But I truly know that it's in that we live, move, and have our being. True sexual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we depend on God and we trust him. She's been a prayer warrior most of the time I've known her. So I surely know that God has not forsaken her. I'm just so grateful for each and every one on today for the prayers that you sent up for her. I appreciate it. May you continue to be blessed in the Lord.
Amen. What a powerful praise report, because you're healing. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. And we honor God for that praise report on this morning. And before we go to the next praise report, I do need the pause for station break. Amen. Praise the Lord. Station breaks is what keeps us on the line. Amen. Are you there, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen? Are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes. Dr. Stern, we are here. We give God the praise. We give him the glory. We thank God for you. We certainly thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, First Lady of this ministry. Thank God, amen, for the memory of our mother to the nation, of Adley Johnson, that she's now with the Lord in his presence. Hallelujah, and enjoying glory be to God, glory. We thank God, amen, for all of the ambassadors, name by name and one by one. Thank God for my beloved pastor, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God for all the ambassadors elect. Just thank God for each and every one of you, regardless of your status quo or where you're from. We just appreciate each and every one of you and for all of you that are listening. And we're being heard literally all over the world. We're right here at the studio live, NPA radio.com on the Blog Talk Radio, and we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners in more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory, we've been heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Argentina, China, Russia, Germany, India, Europe, oh, my Lord, just literally all over the world. And we give God the praise. We want to thank God for our chief international ambassador, whom God has given this vision and just taking this message all around the world. And may God forever bless him and the bereaved family at this time. And I'm telling you, may the Lord forever just lavish his unique blessings upon him and his family. And we thank God. Thank God for you, Ambassador Stern, who's doing an outstanding job this morning. We appreciate you, and we love you all. Back to you.
Well, thank you so very much. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Amen. I don't know if you all listen to the promo, but I always do. Amen. And I heard again and today that she's in the live studio, and we certainly want to lift up Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan for all of the labor and the work that she does to allow this program, this service to be aired as it is. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Thank you all so very much. Amen. Please forgive me that I forgot that. Amen. Oh, my God. I was the prayer warrior in my own ministry last night. Oh, my God. And I just know that the Holy Ghost just took over. I didn't realize when I woke up this morning that my voice was half gone. But I was just sharing, amen, with Ambassador Stiff and Ambassador Hodges that when I work for the Lord, I give God all I got. And I'm telling you all, if you think I'm not doing my best, I give God all I got. I worked on one job for 30 years, amen, and I did not miss any days, amen, praise the Lord. I was there on my job. I gave it 100 and above, and if I did that on a natural job, amen, I give God all I got. I take God's work seriously, amen, praise the Lord. And the thing about it, I enjoy what I do for the Lord, amen, and if you have a passion for the things of God, it's no problem. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even my husband tell me and tell the people of God, he say, well, I'm Pastor Patricia here. And he say, Pastor Patricia, there, and I'm not boasting in myself, but I'm at the age now that I could tell you that I have done some things that God is pleased with, and I'm continually to do the work of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just push, and that's what we have to do. We have to finish what we began. If God gave you a project, gave you a vision, gave you anything, you got to finish that. Even if you started 2 years ago and it's laying dormant, God is going to bring it back to your remembrance that I gave you this to do, and I put it in your hands to do it, and you got to do it. That's for someone today. Can't nobody do it but you. That's why I know, amen, that when things settle down and our chief ambassador get the rest that he need, amen, God gave him this vision, and it belong unto him. We're just a help meets right now, but it's his vision, amen, and God is going to honor him back to where he needs to be, amen. And I know when I'm in somebody's stead, I don't mind helping, but I can't wait till he comes back, amen. But I'm being tolerant to say, do what you got to do now. But we know this is the vision of Dr. Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Amen. And the things that God put in my hands to do, I'm responsible. The things that God put in your hands to do, in your spirit to do, first fruit, you are responsible. And can't nobody do it but you, because God say, I know the plans that I have for you. Their plans are good and not evil. God bless you. I just heard the Spirit say to share that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to make mistakes. Amen. Not intentionally. Amen. Because I'm trying to be careful to carry out the plans and the vision for Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I'm not going to be like him. I'm not going to do it like him. But I'm trying to keep the format. So you all bear with me. Amen. So oftentimes I tell everybody, what is the biggest thing on a person's body? Amen. It may not be their weight, may not be their shoe size, may not be their head, it may not be anything that you think is big with the visible eye, eyes, but the biggest thing on their body is their mouth. When they cannot keep their mouth shut off God's people, when it's not good, amen, praise the Lord. When you cannot keep that little tongue, amen, keep it rest, amen, keep it for the glory of God. I just feel led to put that little nugget in and everything. Somebody might be saying, why is she doing it again? Ask God why. Amen. Praise the Lord. You want to do it? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm sure Chief Ambassador will let you do it. Amen. If he says so. Amen. I'm just saying what I'm saying. It's a lot of us, our time and our season. Amen. Now, my late Apostle Richard Daniel Hinton always used to say, when it's your time and when it's your season, can't nobody stop that, because it's what God ordered. And I thank God for all of you all, because every last one of us have a gift from God. He didn't leave nobody out. Amen. It's only what you do with it. Amen. And he said, your gift makes room for you. And he said, covet earnestly the best gift. Amen. Praise the Lord. You all know me, amen, as a prayer warrior and everything like that. But truly, indeed, saints of God, my best is words of exhortation. My best gift is to let someone know that you can make it. Amen. My best gift is to take this tongue and to tell someone to look up and live. Amen. Be encouraged to be the salt of the earth. Amen. I do this all day long without it being a bother to me. I do this all day long. Wherever I am, wherever I go, my ministry is to lift up people, lift up the bow down head, to lift up the saints, and to lift up the sinner man, to let them know that Jesus lives. I enjoy it. Amen. I enjoy doing what I'm doing for the Lord. And being that saved, we want to hear someone to enjoy telling the world who's on the line. Amen. This is going to someone today. We're ministers. Amen. Ministering to one another and ministering to the mass of the people. And if there is a praise on the line today, we want you to come back and give God some praise, a praise report to what he's doing for you. It's going to bless somebody. It's going to bless me. Amen. Do you know when you pour out, you need somebody to pour back into you? Amen. Praise the Lord. We constantly pray one for another. When you stop your virtue, amen, Jesus knew that someone had touched him when the woman with the issue of blood, because it was so heavy until it took all his virtue. Amen. But Jesus had to go strengthen himself. And so prayer warriors, when we pray, we have to strengthen one another. God bless you all. This is my prayer. And I want to open the line back up to those, amen, that have a praise report this morning. You're on the line. Praise the Lord. Jerry, Mother Jerry, Ambassador Elect, you're on the line.
I want to report that Commissioner Mary Ross came home yesterday, and she wants to thank everybody for their prayers. She's home. She's still sore, but she is doing much, much better.
That is the Lord for that. Amen. I believe in what I pray for. Amen. And I know I'm not the only one praying, but when God gives me the platform to pray, and when I pray, I'll be listening to hear, amen, the results of prayer. They may not all be answered at the same time, but believe me, if you're sincere about what you're praying for, it's going to be answered. Amen. I could cross now. Amen. God bless. Amen. Is there another praise report? You're on the line. Thank you, Mother Huge, for bringing that report to us. Mm-hmm. Is there another praise report?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador.
Honor to Dr. Stern, Ambassador. Honor to our Chief Ambassador and his family. Oh, yesterday when Ambassador Stern was praying, thinking that there was somebody else that had an eye problem, and I was that person that had the eye problem when I had the pneumonia, the doctor said that I was coughing, so one of the blood vessels in the back part of my left eye busted. And I had gone to the specialist and everything to try and get something done. And they did look at it and said that it would be like maybe another month before they could do anything about the cataracts or whatever. But when she got through praying yesterday, the Lord delivered this eye, and I'm seeing good out of it. God bless you, and thank you for your prayers.
Thank you, amen, to bringing that praise report, amen. Praise the Lord, because the Lord does not linger when he heals, amen. When we don't come back and tell about the praise report, what God has done, it makes it look like God is not healing. And this is a prayer line. Most of all, it is a prayer line. And we come back and make our deeds made known to the Lord, that the Lord did it. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. The Lord did it. But we pray and believe God and trust God for whatever he has for us. Amen. So we go from one thing to another. We get healed today over this, and tomorrow we're going to need another healing. That's just how it is with this earthly tabernacle, because it's deteriorating day by day, but our spiritual man is growing in strength day by day. So believe that. I don't know what age you are, but I know most of us over 50, amen, and those that are not, God bless you, keep living. You're going to hear some knockings in your natural body. The knees going to start knocking. The bones are going to start being softened, amen. Pray the eyes, amen, praise the Lord. I used to didn't have to wear glasses. Now I can't see without the glasses. I'm just thanking God. I'm just telling you how a body starts deteriorating, because we're not going to stay here always, amen. But while we're here, we ask God to give us prayer. That we pray to God for prayer and for him to give us strength for us to make it day by day. And there's nothing wrong, and don't ever embarrassed if you got something that is wrong about you. God can only heal those that are sick. If you already healed, he can't heal you. And you say, there's a balm in Gilead? Yes, it is. He's a balm in Gilead. He's the physician, and God, we need you for these earthly bodies. I don't know nobody that wants to hurt. Amen. And we get feeble on the wayside in the natural body, but we're strengthened in the spiritual body. God bless you all. Is there another praise report? Amen. You're on the line. Everybody's all right. Amen.
I have a praise report.
Amen. Who's your name and where you're from? Amen.
I'm Prophetess Baker in California.
God bless you. Go ahead. I'm just going to top protocol for what we do, call our name and where we're from. Go ahead. You're on the line.
That's fine with me. And I would like to thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line, for Dr. Bernard Johnson and Dr. Betty Johnson. Also for all the prayer waters and the ambassadors and on the prayer line, and you, Dr. Stern. And I would like to say, first I would say this. A few weeks ago, I was rushing through the house getting dressed, and I stubbed my toe real bad. It was to the point that I couldn't hardly walk on it. And so I just walked around for a few days, and I prayed. But anyway, and I called Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I told him about the swelling wouldn't go down. And he told me to get an oil that he had prayed over. He had told us on the prayer line to pray for the oil. So he told me what to do with the oil. And he prayed, and my faith with his faith. And in the name of God, we have to have faith and believe that God going to do these things, going to heal us. And a few days, and I thank God today, and I can walk and jump on the shout on the leg, and I thank God this morning.
Lord,
and
amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And also, thank Dr. Stern, I would like to say this to you. You are truly a woman of God, and I pray for you, and I love you and your family, all the ladies on the front line. And you are the essential wings of God and essential prayer warrior, and I want to let you know that. A lot of time, if I wasn't feeling that well, and you know, sometimes they used to say our spirit, we needed to live. And I can hear you all praying. When you get on the prayer line, you just pray for everybody and just uplift my spirit. I want to know that I am keeping you and your family, and I often think about you all the time. God wants to know what is going on with you still here in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, you need to know this. And thank you, and God bless you all. Everybody on this prayer line today.
Well, praise the Lord, prophetess. Amen. We certainly receive that. And there's nothing wrong with receiving encouragement in your spirit. Amen. I tell you, some people think an hour is nothing, but when you got to pull it in the spirit, it's a work of labor. And I'm not complaining, but I do expect whoever comes on, amen, we are helpers one to another. And I don't believe in that thing sitting on the spirit. Amen. That's the devil. And don't let the enemy use you, because you're going to be held and accountable. Amen. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just talking about what goes in the spirit, period. Whether it be on the first fruit prayer line in your local church, amen, some auxiliary or what have you, it's everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you don't have to be there, but you can smell it in the spirit. And we have to pray ye one for another. Amen. I never sit on God. Amen. The Bible say, quench not the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we can't quench the Holy Spirit. And then when you want God to work for you, he's not a genie in the bottle. Amen. You have to praise the Lord for good times. Amen. You just have to praise him all the time. And that's what keeps us moving and causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Amen. I won't say observer, but a discerner in the spirit. I tell you, when you ask for praise support and people act like God hasn't done anything for them, but when you open up the prayer line, they got more. You know, I'm not complaining about it, but I am saying that we ought to have more praises, amen, than requests, amen. Because sometimes I find out when I think I got all these situations going on, but when I get in the presence of the Lord, because the word of God say the joy of the Lord is my strength, amen. And I begin to praise the Lord and begin to think about where I could have been, amen, but where I am today, that I got salvation, and it's all because of Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I worked myself up to happiness. I woke up a sweat, amen. Praise the Lord. And when I'm in the presence of the Lord, I tell you, when I'm praising the Lord and I'm in the presence of the Lord, it's amazing. I don't feel no pain. But it's when you come down and you got to deal with the natural man, it's when you feel it. But I don't, when I go to church and I praise the Lord, I forget all about it. Amen. Somebody, you know you were in that accident and blah, blah, blah. And if you act like you still can walk, you're not going to. Look, I don't care nothing about a lawsuit when it comes to my body being well. I'm going to the doctor because I need to go, because God give the physician. Amen. Read Luke, wasn't just Luke. He was Dr. Luke, St. Luke. Amen. And he was the physician. God put the people on the face of the earth to bless us while we're here. My trust is in the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. If I get well before the lawsuit is over, look, I'm going to be well. Amen. I'd rather any day to have my health and strength. Oh, my God. And I got to go to court today, but I'm not worried about court. Amen. I'm worried about my hip being well and that I don't walk with a limp. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm worried about, and that I got a sound mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is going to take, he's been taking care of me, and he's doing an awesome job, and he's going to continue to take care of me. Amen. I'm not going to fake anything. I'm going to be for real. I'll tell the judge, look, it's the Lord's deals. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's the boldness that God put into some of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
God bless
Here's
you.
My prayer. I want to say one more praise report, because if you
need
no bread. Amen. When you're the host, you got to be right there. Amen. To make sure that we don't leave nothing laying dormant, because God knows I could testify a whole hour plus. Amen. To what God has done for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there another praise report? You're on the air.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God
bless
you. Praise God. What a wonderful job. Thank God for those words of encouragement He allows you to share with us. I am honoring the Lord this morning for His miracles, for His many blessings. And thank God, because, you know, I'm listening to how you're explaining it. And I'm glad you did that, Ambassador Stern. That's wisdom and knowledge. And it's a blessing that you were able to share that. Because many times you come on, or anyone come on, it's not the easiest thing to do to wake up first thing in the morning and orchestrate or administrate the prayer lines. And you know you have to encourage people from the world, around the world. So I am thanking God for you sharing those words of encouragement with us and let us know that no matter what, we have to keep marching on. We are soldiers in this army of the Lord. And thanking God for that, because I have seen you go, go, and go, and go. And you were worse than that little bunny that they wind up in the back. I don't know where they were winding you up from, but the Holy Ghost had to be leading and guiding you to do the things that I have seen you do, to go when the body didn't say go, to go when the mind didn't say go. When you are pastor and you're in leadership and you're doing these things, you have to push forward, push ahead. You have to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can stop you and nothing can block you. So I have seen you. I've seen you walk on a broke foot and didn't complain. So I thank God for your endurance, for your perseverance. I am praising God. And I know that there are many on here. When I look and see that there are so many on here, and I just made the statement last night that most of the people on here are over 40, 50, or I know they're above 60 and their 70s. So, including myself in this. And I'm just praising God, because even this come April, my husband will be 77 years old. So that lets you know that we're not just babies here. And God has given us to push forward, to go ahead, and no matter what the circumstances are, you got to serve the Lord. You got to do what God has given you to do. And the reason you're able to do it is because of the obedience in the will of God. God didn't want anyone doing things for Him that's not willing to do it. So when you're willing to do it, God will give you the strength. And I just heard you mention about when you're in the will of God, you don't feel anything. Even on this past weekend, when I left home, my arm was hurting because I had gotten some air outside in the air. I got some air trapped into my body, and I knew what it was. And it was really giving me it was hurting. So when I raised my hand to brush my hair, I told my husband, I said, brush my hair, comb my hair, just in it. I'm not getting tangled up in that. But I just praise God. I had to do it myself, and which was good exercise for the air being trapped, because sometimes it's trying to get to your house. But I just thank God. And when I got to church, I didn't feel anything, because I walked in under the anointing. I walked in the Spirit of God. I walked in looking for healing. I walked in on faith. I walked in on the mercies of God. And I've been claiming everything that God has promised to me. All His benefits, I claim them. So everyone that gets up and get on this line in the morning time are not babies. They're up there where they know what it means when you say press forward. So I just thank God and just want to encourage you, because many times when they ask me to do it, I say, Vicki, ask Dr. Stern, Vicki, ask Dr. Vicki, check with this one, Ambassador this. did they want to do it? See if someone else want to do it. So it's not always the easiest thing to get up.
and turn and be a blessing to everybody worldwide. You have to be led by the Spirit in order to follow the will of God and to encourage people from all walks of life. So I am thanking God that they chose you this morning to do this. Praise God. It is such a blessing, such an encouragement to the body of Christ worldwide. And I also thank God for the prayer that you prayed on yesterday. And so many prayers, different ones have prayed. And I'm just thanking God for his benefits towards me. And God bless you. When you don't hear me many times, it's because so much is going on in the background. Had a lady, one of my pastors, had surgery on yesterday morning at 6 o'clock, so it was difficult to be on the whole entire hour. I had to put on mute sometime and answer another phone and pray for somebody else. So I understand, Dr. Stern, what you're going through and what you mean and what you're explaining. So you have to go with a broke foot, broke arm,